Hello and welcome back to another Bakudeku fanfiction reading. Today I'm going to be reading chapter 13 of What's a Little Kink Exploration Between Friends by Tumbleweed Chaser on Archive of Our Own. If you haven't seen the previous episodes, I highly recommend you do so because while this is basically porn, there is still a very heavy plot and it's really good. So yeah, I highly recommend you do that. And yeah, now without further ado, please enjoy. Chapter 13. Limits. With one more shared day before returning to work, the two heroes tried to use their time wisely. Izuku pondered over his list of kinks, trying and failing to figure out if there was something specific he hadn't tried. Ultimately, he decided he just didn't have enough information, so when Katsuki was washing their dishes from lunch, he took the now crinkled list of kinks and sat it on the table. "Kachan," Izuku said, earning a little grunt from Katsuki to signal his attention. "I'm ready for this quirk to be gone." The blonde stiffened at the admission, the words telling him exactly what he'd been afraid to hear. Izuku was just trying to get out from under the influence of the quirk. This was all just sex, nothing more. "I was wondering," Izuku continued, a pout audible in his voice, "if you could help me make some sense of my list." Katsuki cleared his throat, tried not to let his disappointment show, and shut off the water. He sighed as he picked up a towel to dry his hands and stalked towards the table. "Yeah, let's take a look." Izuku tried not to deflate at the sound of Katsuki's sigh, that put-upon noise of someone tired of their burden. Katsuki sat in his normal seat, falling heavily into place before sliding the piece of paper closer to himself. "You've got some overlap here, like the marking, bondage, and what you listed as belonging to someone. It's all a pretty classic submission kink." "I thought you'd list exhibitionism, but the idea of being seen or caught is probably more being seen or caught while being submissive with your partner." "That makes sense," Izuku said, and it truly did. He wanted to be Katsuki's in more ways than one, and the thought of being able to say he belonged to Katsuki brought a certain sense of pride. But sadly, he didn't think Katsuki was interested in keeping that long term. "Based on how you respond to dirty talk, I'd say the praise and degradation kinks are linked to your submission kink, too."
"And, the others?"
Katsuki shrugged a shoulder. "There's a lot of evidence to show pain and pleasure closely linked in the brain. During sex, this can sort of wash together for some people. Rough sex, impact play, edging and overstimulation, they all stem there, and it makes sense you'd be attracted to a partner strong enough to do those things for you."
"That leaves oral," Izuku said, "which seems pretty straightforward."
The blonde let the paper flutter back down to the tabletop, leaning his head over one hand as the other laid flat on the hard surface.
"It gives me a few ideas of things we could try."
Izuku couldn't help perking up. He knew Katsuki was just being a helpful friend, but he couldn't help but crave the continuation of their intimacy. Katsuki gave a shallow grin, but rattled off some ideas all the same. "We haven't really tried bondage yet, and it's a really common kink, so probably something to try out. You've got a really deep submissive streak, so you might be into collaring or even pet play."
"Pet play?"
"Like acting as your partner's pet. Their puppy or cat or whatever. They take care of you, make decisions for you, that kind of stuff. I had a partner once who was into it. He particularly enjoyed leashing." Izuku hummed thoughtfully, trying to imagine it. There was a certain allure to the idea, but he wasn't certain.
"What else?"
"We could up the impact play, use something other than my hand like a flog or a cane. Breath play or water sports might be something for you."
"Huh?"
"Choking, for example, of breath play, and omurashi, not being allowed to go to the bathroom."
"You mentioned choking yesterday. You said you planned something?"
"Interested?" Katsuki said, trying to stop himself from his eagerness. In the long run, it wasn't going to be healthy or helpful to keep doing this when he knew his feelings were unrequited, but it was hard not to pretend while he could.
I
Izuku licked his lips. Arousal and nervousness beginning to bubble up. "Part of why I like giving blowjobs is because of the lack of air. That's probably really..."
"Normal," Katsuki said bluntly. That's really normal. I swear, I'm gonna go beat the shit out of everyone you've dated for kink-shaming you, fucking assholes. Izuku smiled, the all-too-familiar of warm fuzzies filling his chest. You'd do that for me?
I'd do just about anything for you, Zuku,
Katsuki answered, and, though he had a smile, Izuku saw sadness in his eyes. Izuku forced himself to smile broadly.
Well then, if you're willing to do anything, how about you help me find out if I like being choked while I'm being fucked?
Katsuki's eyes went wide, but his sad little grin was replaced by a genuine smile as he laughed. Izuku stood naked, Katsuki was still fully dressed, and looked down at the heavy metal toy truck in his hand.
And why am I holding a toy truck again?
Because you can't talk while you're getting choked, so there has to be a different way to signal for me to stop.
What, drive it over your torso and honk your nose?
Katsuki did not look impressed.
No, you nerd. You hold it in your hand and dangle your hand off the side of the bed. If I go too long and you start to pass out or you just want me to stop, you'll drop it. That thing makes a noise when it falls, so it'll get my attention.
Izuku looked down at the decidedly unsexy truck in his hands.
Can't I just pinch you like while I was giving head?
What part of pass out did you struggle with?
The shorter man giggled.
I think it was the out part, sir.
You cheeky little shit, Katsuki said. Get on the bed.
Izuku did as told, flopping down onto Katsuki's mattress and then rolling the little toy truck over the planes of his ab muscles, trying not to giggle at the sensation of the wheel tread over his skin. Katsuki snorted as he joined Izuku on the bed, still annoyingly clothed but now equipped with lube.
You're so stupidly cute, he said, before blushing furiously and hurriedly grabbed Izuku's thighs to flip him onto his stomach.
The green-haired man couldn't help but laugh even as he adjusted himself so that his knees were under him and his ass presented to Katsuki. But the giggle switched to a breathy gasp when a firm strike of Katsuki's palm hit his backside.
That's for playing dumb, Katsuki said, and this is for being cute.
That was as much warning as Izuku got before the blonde licked at his rim. The first time he'd done this, Izuku had struggled to remain in the awkward, standing fold position Katsuki had placed him in. Now he could fully focus on the way the blonde lapped at him, teasing him open with his tongue. It didn't take long for Izuku to become a whining, begging mess, only made worse when Katsuki plunged two fingers in and went straight for his prostate.
Stop! Izuku gasped. I'm gonna...
Katsuki pulled away before Izuku could finish his sentence or his climax.
Fuck, I could listen to you beg like that forever, Katsuki said, gripping Izuku's hip tightly with one hand as he lined himself up with the other.
Izuku hadn't yet caught his breath, but it didn't stop Katsuki from tugging him bodily back onto his cock. Another hand snaked its way back around Izuku's torso, gripping hard at his shoulder.
You got your toy, baby?
Urgently, Izuku padded around the bed until he located the metal truck.
Yes! Yes, sir, I have it!
Good boy, Katsuki said, even as he manhandled Izuku into position. He lifted Izuku upward so that his head tilted back onto Katsuki's shoulder, then he guided the hand holding the toy outward so that it hovered over the side of the bed. The blonde pumped his hips a few times, ensuring the angle he'd placed them at would work comfortably for their heights. Pleased, he returned his hands to their position, one at Izuku's hips, the other wrapped over his chest to clutch at his shoulder.
Ready, baby?
Yes, sir, Izuku managed. The position was amazing. He felt full with Katsuki deep inside of him, pressing against all his favorite spots, and the bruising grip the blonde had on him was comforting and warm.
What do you do if you want me to stop?
Drop the truck. In confirmation, Katsuki went to work, using the muscles in his thighs and back to hold Izuku in place even as he thrust upward into him. Once Izuku was back to his normal whining mess, Katsuki proceeded to their main event. Izuku honestly didn't know what happened. One second he felt euphoric, the next was absolute panic. Katsuki's firm grip had been comforting and pleasant, even as it first began to move towards his neck. He'd enjoyed the warmth of Katsuki's palm against his skin, the callus of his fingers dragged up along the sensitive nerves of his neck. But then he'd squeezed. The tight grip around his throat sent Izuku's mind reeling back to the feeling of Shigaraki's deadly hand around his throat. Dropping the truck, he pulled out of Katsuki's grasp. "Red! Red! Red!" The blonde released him the second he felt Izuku pull away. It wasn't like him to do so, usually one to lean into the sensation. The sound of metal hitting the floor and Izuku's safe wording as he crawled away to the other end of the bed made Katsuki's stomach churn. Had he somehow hurt him? He didn't think his quirk had activated. "I'm sorry," Izuku hiccuped. Katsuki realized Izuku was crying, his hands shaking. He was curling up the way he did when he was having a panic attack. "Hey," Katsuki said gently, stepping off of the bed so he could approach Izuku in a more visible manner. He held up his palms in a placating manner. "Don't apologize. We just found a limit we didn't know you had. That's what the safe words and stuff are for."
I don't know what happened," Izuku said, Katsuki patiently letting him stutter out his words.
"Can I hug you?" Katsuki asked. "I won't go near your throat. Promise."
Izuku nodded, let the blonde rejoin him on the bed, and settle himself against the headboard before gently guiding Izuku into his lap.
"Can I touch your hair?"
Katsuki asked once Izuku seemed to have settled into a spot, though the panic attack hadn't resided. The shorter man nodded, letting out a shaky breath when Katsuki's finger began to run through his curls.
"Feels nice,"
he managed to whisper. Katsuki hummed in acknowledgement, continued the soft strokes and touches until Izuku's breath returned to normal.
"You don't have to tell me anything, but if you want to tell me, it'll help me not to make the same mistake and maybe make you feel better. No judgment, okay?"
Izuku didn't answer immediately, but eventually he did quietly explain,
I was enjoying everything until you put pressure on my throat.
Back in high school at the mall, Shigaraki grabbed my throat from behind and it was just..."
The blonde hugged him tightly. "That makes perfect sense. Heroes have a lot of things that can trigger flashbacks and shit. I have a really bad reaction to being muzzled, and I don't like chains. As a dom, it's not as big a deal, but I had partners who liked to switch. So, yeah, I've definitely experienced that shit."
He leaned his head down to kiss the top of Izuku's head. And then it clicked.
Izuku saw that Katsuki was a man of action, just as Shinso had said. Over the past few weeks, few years even, the blonde had gone above and beyond the call of action to help Izuku. It wasn't just some plus ultra attitude, but real affection that had him cuddling after sex and sharing meals, and patiently helping Izuku explore his sexuality safely and kissing the top of Izuku's head. Katsuki cared about Izuku. Maybe, just maybe, Izuku thought, he had a chance of a real romantic relationship with Katsuki after all. But, and he hated to admit it, there was a quirk affecting him, and sex could make people feel closer than they were. What if his own emotions were muddled? It wouldn't be fair to try their hand at romance if Izuku couldn't be certain of himself. Was it fair to Katsuki to keep having sex with him if he didn't reciprocate his affections? Izuku couldn't imagine having another partner for this, though. There wasn't anyone he trusted to do these things with, who had treated him so perfectly, been so accepting of him. He had to break the quirk. The sooner, the better.
I very much hope you enjoyed this reading. If you did, be sure to check out some of the others I've done. A link to the fanfiction will be in the description, as well as my Beacons page, which has links to all my contact methods, forums, where you can find me, etc. If you have some feedback, or you just want to say hi, or commission me, because that's something I do as well, feel free to shoot me an email or just leave a comment, because I love talking to all you guys. You make my day. And if you like my content and you want to see more, go ahead and subscribe, like or dislike. It lets me know what you guys are into. That's about it. Have a great day, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye!